Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 9th, 2018. This is day 9 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, and I'm sure if you've been listening to the other ones, you know all about how this is a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day in the month of August, and how it's a challenge for listeners to try and listen to all of them. So I won't repeat that again. Wait a minute. Okay, never mind. We'll keep going. let's see, where were we? I am doing a topic a day, a family phrase. And this one's not so much a phrase as a story. I had a topic for today, and it was supplanted by a story that my daughter told me last night, and I thought, this is just too good to let go. And it wasn't even in my lineup, so I thought, you know what? I'll push everything down a day and go with this for day number 9. This is a story about our boat. One of our boats, I should say. See, our family ran a scuba diving charter operation in Munising, Michigan. We lived in Marquette, but we would commute about 45 miles on the weekends to charter scuba divers out to local shipwrecks. And these people would come from all over the Midwest, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, you name it. If they were within about a 10-hour driving radius, they would come up to Munising, Michigan, because the freshwater shipwrecks were something to behold. Well, fast forward a few years, and all us kids grew up, and my dad had to sell the business because his crew kind of moved out. And while we were taking the divers out, we would make some interesting stories, shall we say. So for every ship, for every site, for every wreck, we had a story to go along with it. And it was part of the orientation. When you got to the shipwreck site, it was, you know, this is how deep it is. This is what you can expect when you go down there. Make sure there were safety rules. And then my dad and I think my brothers and I were also involved to some degree, started coming up with these fish stories over the years. Well, when we sold the business, one of our boats was sold to a glass bottom boat tour. And one of the shipwrecks, which is an unknown schooner, more of a barge, but it wasn't very large. It was about 110 feet long. And you can see it from Google Maps. If you zoom in close enough on Murray Bay on Grand Island near Munising, Michigan, you can see it. It's in about 25, 30 feet of water. It's in a protected bay, not very big, so the ice doesn't tear this thing apart. We called it the Dreadnought. It was anything but a dreadnought. It was also referred to as the Granada, the Bermuda. Nobody's really sure. But it's intact. And it was carrying specular hematite, which is a type of low-grade iron ore. And this is all part of the talk that we would give our divers beforehand. You can see some of this. I've been narrating stories for a long time. This is just off the top of my head. I can't believe this is coming back so clearly. You can see this laying on the deck, and you're welcome to take a piece. Editor's note, this was in the days before the Alger County Underwater Preserve. So you're not allowed to take things off of shipwrecks now, even a rock. But my dad would say, you know, you're welcome to take a piece, but this ship's hull is so intact that if you take a piece and you start to feel it lift, put it back, because that's the last piece you can take. The ship might pop to the surface, and we wouldn't want it that. So given the idea that the cargo was the only thing holding this thing down, a bit of a fish story. There was also the story, same wreck, about the killer carp. So if you're swimming over one of the hatches, I mean, the deck of this thing was only about 8 feet of water. You could stand on the rail and stick your hand out of the water. It was that shallow. If you run out of air, you get in trouble, just stand up. Not quite that bad, but that's part of the story we would tell. There's a story of the killer carp, which carp doesn't have any teeth. It just has big rubbery lips. So make sure you spray your fins with silicone. That way, when the killer carp comes up out of the hatch and grabs you by the fin, it just slips right off. Okay, you get the idea where these stories are going, and there was one for many of the each of the other shipwrecks that we did, about four or five different sites we would use on a regular basis. And well, this past summer, my daughter Julie and her, I don't know if Will was there or not, but she was on the glass bottom boat tour. I don't think it was our boat. They bought a much larger one. They had a fleet of twos, I remember. And they were going around over the shipwreck. And my daughter, who wasn't part of the original charter operation, she's only heard these stories from me, maybe my brothers and sisters, maybe my dad. She was telling these stories to anyone who was around listening, and the tour guides weren't telling these stories either. Of course, you know, there's no divers in the water, so telling them they can take a rock doesn't make much sense. It didn't work. But I laughed so hard, and I almost brought a tear to my eye, knowing that the next generation still has these goofy fish stories that we told at her age. Actually, I was younger than her. I wasn't working on the boat when I was 25. I think I worked until I was 22, and then I got my full-time job, maybe did a few weekends my first year while I was engaged to Donna. But the family traditions live on. You never know what stories you tell your kids that they're going to remember and where they're going to present them. That was in context. It was in the right place at the right time. I would pay good money to get a recording of her telling those stories and what the reactions were from those other people. So that's my topic. I hope you found that mildly entertaining, or at least a little interesting. If not, I will be back again tomorrow with another story about our old house. I'll be back in the house talking about that. Now, I won't physically be there, but in my mind, I'll be there and giving you some insight into some of the games we played and where we played them and the safety. And it's amazing that any of us grew up at all. I think I mentioned this death trap of a house getting electrocuted a few days ago. Yeah, same house, only we're going another level higher in this thing and finding out what's upstairs. So join me tomorrow, and I'll thank you very much. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com. You can find out more about the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Until then, have a great day. Take care. Bye, all.